We are here at World Dairy Expo. With me is Shelley Meyer with Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. And we're going to talk a little bit about first, what is the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin and what does your organization do?
Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin is an educational organization that's grassroots, run by dairy producers for dairy producers. And it is a network that allows dairy producers to come and gather business information that helps them improve the way that they operate their businesses, work in their communities, and ultimately focuses on helping them be more successful.
Well, there are a lot of issues that I'm sure you're following in your organization that affect dairy producers. They really affect their bottom line and the way they do business. One of those is animal welfare. Tell me a little bit about what your organization is doing in that area and to help the producers themselves face those that kind of challenge.
Animal well-being is an issue that's important to absolutely everybody. And the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin back in 2005, our leadership team decided that was an issue on the horizon that really, as dairy producers, because cow care was so important, we felt that it was important that our industry, all of the stakeholders, our customers, got together and started to talk about what is animal well-being and define it so that we could really start to educate ourselves and look at what are our best management practices, what are ways that we can do a better job as an industry, but because that cow is the queen of our business and we want to take better care of her. From there, we reached out and helped develop a coalition of stakeholders that represents the food system and set out to develop the principles and guidelines that defined what is good animal well-being for the dairy cow. So what does this mean for dairy producers? Dairy producers had the opportunity to sit at the table and work shoulder to shoulder with others in the food system and shape the outcome on a critical issue like this. We were the catalyst and the facilitator for the National Dairy Animal Well-Being Initiative. That's what the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin did. And what those principles and guidelines are the overarching principles and guidelines that would define what is a good animal well-being program. And those programs now, you're starting to see some of those programs be developed and come forth that our processors will likely put in place so that they can help us as dairy producers ensure our customers that we truly are doing a good job. So we're as an industry, we're being very brave, and we're saying because that cow is the queen and taking care of her is most important, and because our consumers and our customers deserve to have the confidence that every gallon of milk is produced by a happy cow, we're willing to do this together proactively as an industry. And that's what Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, we've been a part of now, something that we were able to be a catalyst in starting, but really have helped just move the industry forward. And it was because it was the right thing to do, and we started it a long time ago because we want to make sure that we are taking good care of those cows, and we know that we'll continue to learn and always be in a continual cycle of improvement. But animal well-being first is most important to the cow, and secondly to the families that rely on taking care of that cow so she can take good care of them.
Another issue that's extremely important is environmental management, environmental stewardship, really, which, again, is affecting everyone, not just dairy producers. But what is your organization doing in that area?
A number of things that the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin have been working on that would fall under sustainability. Sustainability of our businesses would be taking care of our families, being profitable, taking care of our land, our environment, and producing wholesome, safe products. So when we talk about what we're doing environmentally, it is working to be more knowledgeable or what are some of the practices that we're learning about that help us better protect our water, use maybe less of the resources, continue that cycle of being green, feeding the soil what it needs to be able to produce a healthy crop, and giving it the nutrients back that it needs so we're not just starving the soil. In addition to that, it's working with key influencers and policymakers to help them understand ways that as they're setting good policy, we want to make sure that they're setting policy that truly protects the land. And we've been very supportive of research like the UW University of Wisconsin's Discovery Farms, and many of our members have participated openly opening their farms to on-farm university research so we can learn. There's always new discoveries on, you know, how does water move and nutrients move in our soils and what is the proper balance for our soils. So it's learning ourselves, educating others, and being committed to being open to the new practices that we discover through research.
Another issue that's important to dairy producers, because it's so labor intensive, is labor management. What's new in that area with your organization?
Labor management and the evolution of human resource management has been another topic that professional dairy producers has worked on from the very beginning. If it's a family farm and they're only employing family members, or if it's a family farm that has labor beyond the family, or if it's a dairy operation that's maybe more vertically integrated, learning how to better manage people and work with people and be more effective has kind of been the evolution as we've moved and grown beyond just being the person who milks the cow to being the person who's managing the business that milks the cow or manages the people that milk the cow. So what we are doing in there is really educating ourselves, bringing in resources that can help us learn new techniques, even be more in tune with legal issues, from the simple things, not so simple things, like filling out paperwork properly, insurance, avoiding hazards, and keeping our family and our employees safe, all the different training that go into HR or human resource management.
As far as membership is concerned, if someone wants to become a member of your organization, how would they do that?
That is a great question. The membership of Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, the first thing, is though a core of our membership and a very faithful following are in Wisconsin, but the really neat thing is our outreach has expanded across the country. We have producers that are members from Pennsylvania, the Dakotas, California, Arizona, all over the country, because they seek the information that Professional Dairy Producers is providing. So to become a member, a dairy producer, a farm, pays $100 a year to belong to the organization, and the benefit and what we want to do is really get them to engage at the programs that we have. And we have two national programs each year right at this point. Organization's always changing. One of them is the Manager's Academy, and the other one is the Annual Business Conference. The Manager's Academy this year is in January and will be held in Seattle, Washington. The Annual Business Conference will be held in Madison, Wisconsin. The second type of member would be an associate member, and that would be like an independent consultant and someone who would work with dairy producers. A associate member would pay $150 a year to belong to the Professional Dairy Producers. And then the third type of member would be our corporate members. And our corporate members would be any allied company or business, for example, in the lending business or feed business, and all of their employees automatically become a member when the associate or their company joins at $300. So those are the three kinds. There's a producer who gets the vote. It's a grassroots organization. They determine the direction of their organization. And then there's the associate and the corporate member.
Do you have a website they can find out more information?
We have a website, and it's www.pdpw.org.
We've been talking to Shelley Meyer, who is with the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin here at World Dairy Expo. I am Cindy Zimmerman reporting.